Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Ellen, and joining me for this segment is the newly named CEO of UP Health Portage, Jeff Lang. Let me jump right into this and welcome Jeff to Copper Country Today.
It's good to be here, Rick. Thank you.
Well, also welcome to the area. How familiar were you with the Keweenaw Peninsula area before coming here?
You know, not really. I'm from northeastern Minnesota on the Iron Range, and as I talk more, you'll probably pick up a little accent in my voice, and I have a tendency to speak like a ranger sometimes. So, but when I lived in northeastern Minnesota, of course, I'm a big snowmobiler and things like that. And so we used to come snowmobiling has been as far as Ironwood, Ashland, Hurley, those areas. And so we always talked about coming up here, just never quite got up here. So I was familiar with the area, where it is, those type of things, just hadn't been here before. So.
Well, from where you're from, the winters here won't be that much different than what you're used to. Maybe more snow.
A little bit more snow, a lot less cold than what I'm used to.
Really?
So, yeah. You know, so I'm originally from, or I'm from the Eveleth, Gilbert, Virginia area on the Iron Range. I'm a Eveleth High School graduate. And then went away to the service and came back. I think for the first 6 years of my professional career, we're in the Virginia area. And so when I was there, we had 60 below zero as an ambient temperature. And so, yeah, a lot warmer here. But, you know, and winter is my favorite season. I'm one of those strange people. And when I was in southern Minnesota, and especially in South Dakota, they really thought that I was different, because I'd say, gee, we really need to have some snow. And so I'm happy now about being in an area where I think there's going to be enough snow next year for me. So
sure. Well, there probably will. There was enough this year. Oh, that's good. It would actually be a little bit warmer than what you're used to, and you can actually go out and enjoy those winters in the snow. Where do you come from? What were you doing right before you were announced Portage Health?
Yeah, previous to here, I was the CEO of United Hospital District, which was a 25-bed critical access hospital in south central Minnesota. So if people know where Mankato, Minnesota is, and many people probably this year do know where Mankato, Minnesota is because of the hockey, but about 45 minutes directly south of Mankato. So.
Now, was your background in healthcare or administration?
Yep. I've been in healthcare administration my entire career. I started out my career as the administrator of a nursing home. We had an assisted living, and then worked my way into sort of the acute care setting. Always been in rural healthcare. So last 8 years was in Blue Earth. So,
how'd you prepare for this career?
How did I prepare?
Yep. Where'd you go to school?
You know, that's one of those interesting stories. When I was younger, I thought that I wanted to be a police officer. And so I spent my early educational career thinking about becoming a police officer. So got an associate's degree in law enforcement. Went through, in Minnesota, you had to do the skills portion. Went through the skills portion where they teach you how to drive a car and put handcuffs on people and shoot a gun and do all that kind of stuff. And then went to Mankato State at the time, now Minnesota State Mankato. Always knew that I wanted to get my bachelor's degree studied public administration and law enforcement. And then when I got out of college, my first job was, like I said, at a nursing home, and found that I really enjoyed the healthcare side of it and the people side. Different thing every day. And so after working for about a year, I went back, took some graduate coursework at the University of Minnesota for long-term care administration, and then went back and received my MBA at St. Thomas. So a lot of education, just on the job training, basically.
Well, what separates working in the healthcare industry as an administrator as opposed to being in business?
You know, a lot of the issues that we deal with are the same type of issues. There's, you know, how do we use the resources that we have at hand to accomplish our mission, establishing that mission and that vision, where we're going as an organization. Always personnel issues that come up. So really, I'd say 90, maybe 85% of the what we do in business, in healthcare administration, is identical. And then it's that that other 10, 15, 20% that really separates us. So how do we bring the services to the community that our community needs from a health perspective. So it's all usually about relationships and understanding what the customer or the patient needs are, and then bringing appropriate services, getting everybody to really follow that mission and that vision, and be able to get those services to our patients. So,
how did you become aware of the opening at UP Health Portage?
Yeah, I was contacted by a recruiter, actually, on the telephone. And interestingly enough, it's the first time that that I ever said, yeah, I'm interested. So, I asked the recruiter, where's the facility located? And I heard Upper Peninsula. And so knowing that it's very similar to where I grew up, I thought, you know, I'm going to look into this a little bit more. And so that's sort of how I became aware of it and started the process.
Well, he must have been a very good recruiter. Besides telling you where the location is, what sort of intrigued you? You're I assume pretty happy in your position.
Yeah, my previous position, I had been there for 8 years, very happy in my position. I really wasn't looking for a job. Like I said, it's just one of those things, you know. Interested in the Upper Peninsula, very much like home. And really, what happened is at every step of the process, as I learned more about LifePoint organizations, and then had the chance to visit the community and learn about the organization. As I got further into the process, the opportunity and the community and everything just really started to pique my interest and excite me. So,
well, you're also coming across state lines, so there's going to be, you know, some differences as you get used to, you know, how Michigan handles healthcare and the climate here. Tell me about Minnesota as far as how are things going there?
Yeah, Minnesota, very strong in terms of healthcare. And I forget where they were listed, but always have been listed, you know, in the top one, two, or three in the nation in terms of healthcare and quality scores and those type of things. So Minnesota has a pretty active hospital association that really does a lot to educate healthcare administrators, the public. They do some advocacy work and those type of things. And so I think Michigan, I know that the Michigan Hospital Association, also very active, very strong in terms of public policy and those type of things. So some minor differences, but I think in the upper Midwest, there are a lot of similarities as well.
You'll find that UP Health Portage is very active in the community, concerned about the health of the community, trying to make sure people stay active, eat healthy. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the Portage Health Foundation, which does tremendous amount of support for our area. Did you have anything like that
back in Minnesota?
Yeah.
You know, we yes, and not to the extent that I've seen here at Portage thus far. So clearly, healthcare these days is really moving from sort of a transactional relationship with patients, where a patient is sick, they come to the facility, they receive the services that they need, and then sort of there's this break, and then the next time they're sick, they come back, and those type of things. Where we're really moving to as an industry is really looking at value, and how do we reduce or improve the health of a population so that a patient doesn't, you know, sort of wait until they need a hospitalization or come to the emergency room. Are there things that we can do on the front end that will reduce the overall cost to the healthcare system, keep our patients more healthy, reduce the cost? So, we've in previous positions, we've started really to get into those type of strategies. Big one for us at my previous position was really looking at employee health and our employee population. And it's an issue that all employers struggle with is how do we keep our health premiums on the insurance products that we purchase for employees or provide for employees? How do we keep those at an affordable level for everybody? Because, you know, typically employees are paying some fashion of a copay, and our rates are based off of experience and our claims expense and those type of things. So at my previous position, one thing that we were looking at was we've got a identified patient population, which is our employee group. How do we put services and programs in place to keep people healthier versus paying physician visits, hospitalization, therapy, all of those type of things on the back end? So
you're coming into a system that is still relatively newly made, privately owned. Mm-hmm. What was your situation in Minnesota?
Yeah, in Minnesota, when the hospital has been or was a district hospital, which in Minnesota there is a statute that allows cities and townships to come together for the purposes of providing healthcare services. And so in the history of my previous facility, it was a city-owned hospital. They wanted to build a new hospital, didn't have the revenue base or the tax base within the city limits to be able to build that project. And so they brought in 13 different towns and townships, and all of those areas came together, and they levied for the building of the facility. Once that facility or that levy was paid off, then we didn't levy taxpayers and operate it on our own. So it was a district hospital. On January 1st of last year, or of this year, we actually transitioned that hospital from being a district hospital, a governmental entity, to a 501c3 private nonprofit. And so it was transitioned to essentially the same structure that Portage had prior to its joining LifePoint. So,
okay. Talk about... Well, let me first then ask you, now going into one that's privately owned, do you foresee any changes to, you know, how you would go about running a hospital?
You know, the changes are very minor, and I don't think our patients are going to notice many of those changes, at least on the outside. I mean, our physicians, our employees, all of those where patients really interact and interface, all of that is the same. We're going to deliver the same high-quality care that we always did. So where it's really going to impact us is sort of on the back end. There are some additional administrative things that we will need to do because of that change in structure. But I'll tell you, the benefits, and again, the perspective of being at an independent hospital for the past 8 years and now part of a larger system organization, really the impact is going to be on our ability to utilize the resources of the system to further advance our ability to increase the quality of care and the service that we deliver. So as an independent operator, I can tell you about my experience in Minnesota. We spent so much time as an organization trying to gather data that we were required to gather. So CMS, which is the Center for Medicare, Medicaid Services, the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They require us to submit quality data on many different types of things, patient satisfaction, how we deal with a patient with a pneumonia or those type of things. So we spent a lot of time gathering data. We didn't spend as much time as we should have simply because of a resource issue on, okay, now we have the data. What do we need to do to drive improvement in our community for our patients and those type of things? And so to have the support of a larger organization that can really assist with some of the data collection and also that, first of all, that will be extremely beneficial. It allows us to really focus on how do we use the data that we have now in driving performance and improvement in our community. Patients benefit when we're able to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the second piece is, as an independent organization, there's a lot of administrative burden that we have that takes time to develop systems. Okay, so you think back, remember years ago when the privacy law came into place, patients see it by this thing called a notice of privacy practices. And typically, each year we'll ask you, we need to have you update your notice of privacy practices,
sure, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everybody has signed those at the hospital or the dentist's office or wherever. So that took every organization tons of time to be able to figure out how are we going to put this system in place, track the signing of these things. And that's just one component to that law. Now with the system, it's going to be so much easier to, they'll be able to develop a lot of these systems at the corporate office, float them down to the independent organizations. We could spend time implementing, but again, it allows us to really spend our time on the important areas, which is patient care and improving our quality.
So it sounds like you're one of the things you're looking forward to is the ability to kind of do to have the resources to do the things that you wanted to do in Minnesota, now you think you'll be able to take them all away.
Well, not all of them away, but yes, it's going to be. I'm really looking forward to having more time in the organization to work on the improvement side, the increasing in patient satisfaction, the increasing in our quality, the ability to deliver more services to the community, not have to worry so much on the data collection, the gathering, the administrative side of healthcare.
During your time at your previous position, I'm sure that you came across a number of challenges and things that you're walking away very proud of for having accomplished. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about any of those?
Sure. Well, I've already mentioned one. I'm particularly proud of transitioning the organization from a governmental entity to a private nonprofit. We spent probably about 18 months with our board in terms of just understanding what does it mean to change your governance structure and some of those things. Then we really went through about a 9-month process where we invited community members, employees in to work with our board and to really do the due diligence on, okay, so if we're going to look at governance changes, what are the different governance structures that are out there? Looked at, you know, do we stay as a district hospital? Do we form a 501c3 private nonprofit? Do we look at an affiliation with another organization? And so really looked at every option that was available to us, much like Portage did. And our board at the time chose the 501c3 private nonprofit option, which, you know, some of the benefits to that allowed us to be able to recruit a higher caliber of a board member. What I mean by that is, as a district hospital, we were required to elect and have public election for board members. And each town and township only had one seat that they could fill. And so if we had two very strong candidates from a particular area, the most we could get was one. Okay. And so to be successful in healthcare these days, you really need to have a high performing board with physicians. We didn't have any physician presence on our board. So that was one thing that I'm particularly proud of. Another thing is about 5-6 years ago, we did a rather extensive building project, consolidated our clinic operations onto the hospital campus, remodeled, so did a large clinic building on the hospital campus, did some remodeling to the hospital as well. And then we built a replacement as part of our organization. We had a 24-bed inpatient adolescent chemical dependency treatment facility. And so we did a replacement to that facility as well and had that LEED certified. LEED is, think of a green building. So we used green building concepts in the design of that facility. So used products that didn't have off-gassing of different types of chemicals. All of the wood in the facility was from sustainable and renewable resource. So for every tree that they cut, they planted 2 trees in its place and those type of things. So, and then incorporated some of the green, healthy living philosophies into our treatment program to really help the kids get off on the right foot. So cleaning up our addiction or their addiction issues, as well as learning how to live a more healthy lifestyle.
Well, you've only been in the position for a few days now. You've said that you've been kind of, they've been keeping you wrapped up in meetings. But I'm also, you know, it's got to be a little bit of a honeymoon period where you're being introduced to a lot of people and you're, you know, getting a, you know, kind of your first glance at the services and facilities that your hospital is going to be able to offer or is offering. Give me your first impression.
Yeah, wonderful facility. You know, the organization, just from a building perspective, very clean, very neat, well laid out, beautiful facility. So that's my first impression. Second impression, staff have been just wonderful. You know, I think that's being an upper Midwesterner, that's one of the things that I really like about our area is people are so nice, they're so welcoming, they're so friendly. Nobody has given me a hard time because I didn't remember their name, or I've said, "Hi, I'm Jeff," and they've said, "Yep, we've met before." Just very, very impressed about how nice everybody is. and how welcoming folks are. So
you will not find better people than you will find here in the Copper Country. That I can attest to, coming from downstate myself.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Another thing I'm really, really happy about is really good systems here at Portage. And, you know, so sort of the what I've been doing is, as things come to my desk, my typical style is to say, well, can I see the backup information? You have to educate me. For example, I had a conversation with a patient who had a question about a billing question or practice. And, you know, so it caused me to say, okay, now I need to look into our billing process and our accounts receivable process and some of those things. So doing a lot of information gathering, really good processes are in place here at Portage. So
I'm sure that they have also talked to you about the, you know, so the ongoing mission of the of what used to be Portage Health and now UP Health Portage to, you know, make a healthier community and also expand the availability of care.
Mm-hmm.
Just again, I know we're dealing with sort of almost first impressions. What are you seeing that you can come, that you're sort of bringing to the table and trying to move that vision forward?
Yep. So I think, you know, the challenge that we all have in rural areas and, you know, here as well, is how do we get the professional staff people to the area to be able to provide services. Our biggest challenge is physician recruiting. We've got a lot of experience with physician recruiting. We've got some really good people here. And I think that from that standpoint, I'm going to be able to lend some assistance and some provide some help with that. We've got some key positions. You know, we really need to get an orthopedic surgeon here. We've got folks that are leaving the area heading to whether it be Wisconsin or those places. So you've got a number of positions that we really need to fill and ensure that our community is able to get those services locally. So
have you found a place to live yet?
You know, I'm renting a house out on Dollar Bay, and I bet I've been asked a couple of times what my address is, and I don't know my address is. So.
Well, don't give it out.
No. But renting a house out on Dollar Bay, and we're looking for a permanent house. Yeah, would really like to live on the water, on the lake. Of course, I'm from northern Minnesota, and so, you know, we always want to live on the water.
There's plenty of it here.
Yep, there is plenty of it here. So, haven't been able to find anything that's that fits our needs as of yet. But I'm assuming once the snow starts to melt and people can see their grass, that hopefully more will come up on the market. So,
and did you bring family with you?
Well, not yet. Everybody's still back at home. We've got a senior this year, so she graduates in a couple of months.
Okay, I can't change schools now.
No. So everybody's back in their location until after school is out, and then first part of June, everybody will be here. So I'm hoping that we'll find a permanent house, and we can just move the entire family into the permanent house when they get here in June. So,
well, Jeff, I think you're really going to enjoy it here. You're coming into work for a terrific hospital system. My dealings with UP Health Portage and previously Portage Health and the people there have always been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
I get my health care done there, and they've always been good to me. This is a tremendous community. You'll develop relationships with our two universities, Michigan Tech and Finlandia, and all of the great resources that they'll be providing for you.
Yep, I'm really looking forward to working with both Michigan Tech and Finlandia. So, yeah, it didn't have that component at my previous location. We did have a lot of educational institutions, even the University of Minnesota with medical students at my previous position sending students in. And so I just know how important that is. I think that in healthcare, especially in small towns, we've got an obligation to help train the people that are going to take care of us when we reach the age of needing to have people take care of us. And so really looking forward to working with both of those organizations, institutions.
And down to the last bit here, to really endear yourself to the population, Lions, Packers, or Vikings?
Well, I guess I would have to go with the Vikings. So I find it hard to watch an entire football game just because I would prefer to be in the garage working on something or doing those things. So Now, hockey, different story. But Vikings. My wife is a huge Vikings fan. Her favorite team is the Vikings, and her second favorite team is any team that's playing the Packers. And so I've challenged her and said, now, honey, I think we're going to need to sort of maybe hang a Packers flag out on the front porch or those type of things. And she said, nope, we're going to have Vikings. So, so if you see a Vikings flag or a car or any of that kind of stuff driving around, it's probably my wife, and I apologize for that.
Well, we can overlook it. Welcome again to the area. Thank you for coming on to Copper Country Today.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.